This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA. With your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here live from the NVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. From Ellie Goulding, Fergie, to Craig David, producer and DJ Nick Talos has worked with them all. Joining me to discuss his latest projects and his career is Nick Talos. Thanks for joining me, Nick.
Thank you for the invitation.
What type of music do you spin?
Really stuff that makes the people dance. I'm really into house music. I'm into house music since I started producing. I like to play tech house and house music at the moment, and I love to mix it with hip-hop top line, so they have like this kind of hybrid hip-hop, housey, tech house vibe. And then obviously I like to blend in like vocal house tracks, for example, like my own stuff. And yeah, that's what I basically play my life set.
Now, Berlin is known as the hub for techno music. Was it hard playing house music in a techno era?
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, there's like a huge techno scene here. All the big clubs like the Berghain, I think that's pretty famous, or like the Watergate, and a lot of other big clubs are really techno-based clubs. And there's just like a little house community, and like the commercial community is even smaller. But I mean, I just did what I love. So yeah, once I moved to Berlin, I just kept on going with what I already started with. And I think now there's really like the culture of house music, and also like the more commercial stuff really growing. So yeah, now I actually feel really comfortable here.
It's good to know. I know in Chicago, we're the house place of the world. This is what we're known for. Have you ever considered coming out here?
I've been to the U.S. a few times, but not to Chicago yet. So I definitely want to come to Chicago one day, yeah.
Now, I've heard that you're also a producer. Is that something that you wanted to do? Did you want to be a producer and then led you into being a DJ? Or were you a DJ and you fell into producing?
I started with producing music. And then after, I think, 1 or 2 years, I also started like to learn how to spin music, like how to DJ, because obviously if you make music and it goes pretty well, then at one point you have the chance to play in front of a crowd. So that is really when I had to start playing music. And what's actually kind of funny is that I had the chance to play my first gig at Ultra Music Festival in Miami, because there was this kind of newcomer stage 2016. It was at the Bayfront Park back then, and they booked me for the newcomer stage, and that was my first gig. So that was really exciting, and there was a time when I had to start learning how to DJ live.
Now, you produced for some pretty big name people: Ellie Goulding, Fergie, Craig David. I mean, and now you're a DJ. Which do you prefer?
I think I prefer to produce music, but it really depends. I also love to play music live, but like what is really in my heart and like what I will always love is to actually make music, to create music. But obviously you also want to play it and want to see how people react to it. So that is also a big part.
Now, do you play any other instruments like to go into your DJ set?
I play piano. I started learning piano when I was 10 years old, so I really played piano like throughout all like my high school time until I was 19, and then I moved to for a half year, and that is actually when I started producing music. And I try to compose most of the tracks I do on the piano, also when I'm in a songwriting session with other songwriters. But during my live set, I have to admit, I mostly play the classic DJ set, especially when I play like the more clubbier stuff, the housey stuff. That just works well for me.
Yeah, not too much piano in house music.
No, I mean, it depends. There's this UK piano house music genre.
What?
Yeah. You never heard about that? I mean, it's really popular. For example, MK, like DJ MK, he's really big with this kind of style, and some other people. So this is like, actually, this is like quite a big genre. But other than that, you're right. I mean, there's not so much piano and house music most of the time. It's not super melodic, but I try to be like music driven, to have melodies in my tracks. If you look at Calvin Harris, like the One Kiss track with Dua Lipa, this is basically also like a house track, but he really managed to include this great melodies and chords. And I think this is like a great example how you can blend house music with great melodies and great chords. And that is also what I really like.
Now, with the COVID-19 pandemic still ongoing across the world, how have you been faring? Like, has this been affecting your tour dates?
Well, yeah, it did, because basically the whole summer has been canceled for now. I think like most of the festivals, they won't take place. Also the club gigs, it's the same for the club gigs. So that is pretty sad that we probably won't see a club summer this year. But I think it's also good to spend time at home with your family, and obviously you have more time to create music, so that is also something that is good about this whole thing.
Well, have you been creating any music? Have you just accidentally fell into a couple of tracks?
Yeah, of course. I've been collaborating with my songwriting friends. We can go into sessions, but they sent me tracks, they sent me a cappella. I also try to find fresh tracks on the internet if I want to remix any tracks, so it still works. I mean, you still can make a lot of good music, and I also use the time to make a lot of music.
Now, a lot of DJs right now are jumping on live streaming. Is that something that you think you'll do too?
I will probably do live stream, but to be honest, there are a lot of DJs doing live streams at the moment, and I will probably do something else instead. For example, production videos, how I did some of my music, because I like to interact with my community, have them asking questions. And since there are so many live streams out there already with music sets, I think this could be some fresh idea.
Well, Talos, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find out more information about you?
I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. Obviously, I'm on Spotify. My name is Nick Talos, so I'm really happy if you guys would check me out and drop me a message, ask me questions, whatever. I'm here, and yeah, happy to talk to you guys.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @Mason Vera Payne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.